The Railcats were originally set to open their home season with an exhibition game against Schaumburg May the 12th. Cat fans, I hate to break it to you, but it ain't gonna happen, and it probably won't happen until, at the very least, early July. The American Association Baseball League says their season will not start until at least July because of, you got it, the coronavirus. Now, please excuse me while I have a personal moment. Okay, I feel better now. Barely. Who says there's no crying in baseball? Anyway, the Oilmen are scheduled to open their home season June 9th against Bloomington, or at least we hope they do. The Oilmen did sign 6 new players yesterday, including 3 from Northwest Indiana. Their infielders Tyler Nelson, who played high school ball at Crown Point, and Connor Tomaszek from Sherrillville, along with right-handed pitcher Costa Cerrones from Munster. And seeing that we're talking baseball, it's time for us to take you... Yep, it's time to take you back in sports history involving region athletes. And I bet you didn't know the greatest game ever pitched in Major League Baseball was done by a guy from the region. Yep, Don Larson is from Michigan City, Indiana, and he's the only guy ever to pitch a perfect game in the World Series. He did it for the New York Yankees against the Brooklyn Dodgers at Yankee Stadium. The year was 1956, and it was Game 5 of the series. Don Larson, are you ready for your close-up?
Two strikes, ball one. Here comes the pitch. Strike two. A no-hole, a perfect game for Don Larson. Yogi Berra comes out there. He leaps on Larson, and he's slammed by his teammates. Look at this crowd roar.
Big thank you to YouTube for the call on that one. Larson and the Yankees will go on to win the series. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.